You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. I am your host. Ray and Will are out. I know my compadres aren't here from the Urban Sports Scene, but you know what? I'm going to hold it down. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T normally says this, so I'm going to take over and say it for the team. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins losing to the Houston Texans 23-21 and losing their starting quarterback, Alex Smith, for the season. Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia's Skins beat writer, Felix Tramiel, will join me to discuss this. Also, if you ain't know, the Skins have the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day for first place in the NFC East. I'm going to get some intel from my man in Austin, Texas, Mike Harge, co-host of Bottom Line on iHeartRadio AM 1300 The Zone. It's always good to get the Dallas opinion of things, you know what I mean? Then Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join me to preview the Skins-Cowboys game. Finally, our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. That's for you to voice anything Skins related. All you have to do is dial the number 301-799-5407 and leave a message. But first, right now we have Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia's Redskins reporter, Felix Tramiel, on the line. What's up, Felix?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, it's tough, man. We saw Alex go down during the game yesterday. The Skins lost to the Texans 23-21. Alex broke his tibia and fibula. What were your thoughts when you saw that injury go down?
Well, my first thought was how the team reacts. Teams always react one of two ways. Either they rally and they pick up their teammate, or they shut down. Mm-hmm. And the Redskins didn't shut down. They picked up their teammate. They played well. I mean, in reviewing the game today, mm-hmm. the Redskins played really well.
Yeah. No, they sure did. I thought they played well. I agree with you that I thought they rallied around Colt. Speaking of Colt, you are a fan of the Texas Longhorns, all right? We know this.
Yeah.
So when you saw Colt McCoy come into the game, what were your thoughts initially, and how did you think he performed overall?
When I saw Colt come in the game, I know that Coach Gruden thinks the world of him.
Yes.
Originally brought here in 2014 to be actually to compete with Kirk Cousins to be the backup to Robert Griffin,
yes.
the third.
Mm-hmm.
And then Griffin had his ankle injury, and Cousins struggled, and then Colt got his chance. And Colt had that game where he beat the Cowboys on Monday night, and it started the halftime of the Titans game, and came in and won that game. So Gruden loves him. And this is not known to a lot of people, but Gruden was fine with going into this season with Colt as the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He was fine with that. The front office decided to get Alex Smith, and Alex Smith has worked out great for the team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Colt played well.
Yeah.
Colt, it's a hard time to come in the game in the second half. Blood, adrenaline swollen. His first play was a run. His first pass was a touchdown. He let his first two drives were touchdown drives.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, yeah. Colt played well.
No, I agree. You can definitely tell as soon as Colt got into the game. One, the energy went up, and also you can tell the trust that Gruden had in him, because the game plan was still open. You can tell, like, it was a wide open game plan. He was throwing the ball. Usually when you see a backup quarterback come in a game, you know, especially if you have like an Adrian Peterson, you would think that, oh, they're just going to feed Adrian Peterson. Nope. Coach Gruden was very aggressive with Colt McCoy. I totally agree with you.
Well, definitely. He trusts McCoy. And McCoy is going to take more chances down the field.
Agreed.
And I think what a lot of fans for one to see out of the offense that Alex Smith, he throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, Smith was throwing the ball down the field yesterday, but his receivers weren't helping him out.
Ah, yeah. I agree.
Vernon Davis had two atrocious drops.
He had a bad day.
And
he had a bad day.
Momentum killers.
Yeah.
The second one on that wheel route was the bigger one because the Redskins had just got an interception with Foster, had the ball in midfield, hits him in the hand. But at the minimum, he's out of the 15-yard line.
He made
one little move to catch that.
Yeah, with that speed, if he breaks away. Yeah, I agree. He breaks away with that speed. That could be a touchdown. I agree. That was a big play.
That was a big play. But if you just notice in Colt, think of the chances that Josh Dotson had. And
yeah,
the rest weren't doing us any favors yesterday. But we were taking those vertical shots.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take those vertical shots, other things open up.
No, I
tell you. So just be willing to do it is enough. And Colt's going to do that.
No,
so we're going to see a little bit more passing coming out of Colt than we saw from Alex Smith.
I think so. Especially because Colt has been in this offense for a number of years now. Alex is still trying to get his feet wet in this offense. You can see the comfortability in the offense that Cole had once he came in the game. You can see it.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so you're listening to All Skins, everything with the Urban Sports Scene right now. We have Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia's Redskins reporter Felix Tramiel on the line. See, I had to make sure I said it correct. Felix Tramiel. See how I practiced, Felix. I practiced for you. So do you think this team is better with Colt as quarterback compared to Alex?
The team is going to be different. Smith's best attribute is not turning the ball over, keeping possession. Colt's going to be a little bit more riskier, but it's going to be more potential for big plays. And with Trey Quinn coming back, Chris Thompson is probably 80-20 to play on Thursday. You get your big play makers there, you're going to see more big plays out of the offense. But you have the risk of turning the ball over that you didn't have at Alex Smith.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Cole, what you said initially before, the difference is that Cole is willing to go deep and take those chances one-on-one, especially with Dotson. I think that's what the fans wanted to see, Dotson going deep and getting those opportunities.
Exactly. And, we can go on penalties, but you keep doing it, you force the defense hands, you force the referee's hands.
Yeah.
So those shots to Dotson are going to be there. But his mobility. He's a very mobile guy.
Yeah, he's very mobile.
And so you can use some of those things you use on Alex Smith. You're going to see a lot of bootleg. It helps line out because a couple of defenses they're facing have good defensive lines. So to help him out and get him moving where he's a little bit more comfortable, you'll see that as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hopefully, and the thing for Jay Gruden, they won't have to change that much in terms of game plan because Alex and Colt are both mobile quarterbacks. So that's a good thing. All right, so the defense is creating a lot of turnovers. But what has been an issue in terms – but they have had their issues in terms of not looking as forceful like they did early in the season. Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue combined for 132 rushing yards on 28 carries. What are you seeing differently about this Redskins defense compared to what we saw initially in the beginning of the season? Other than getting turnovers.
What I've noticed is the last couple teams, the Falcons did something different against Redskins front. And this is the first time I've seen do it. They did a bunch of duo blocks on our defensive line. And what they neutralized them and made our linebackers vulnerable. So the Texans did was pretty much the same thing. They tightened up their formation. And so they bottled it up, and then they had the linebackers to chase outside. And our linebackers aren't feeling gas well right now.
Yeah.
And what's happening is they're getting a foot race with their running back and our linebackers. Because earlier in the season, when teams were trying to run traditional power, our zone schemes on our defensive linemen were too strong and were shedding blocks. and there was nowhere for the running backs to go. So the pass defense has gotten better because Sean Watson only threw for 200 yards yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
And they only gave up that one touchdown.
Yeah.
The touchdown to Hopkins, which was a great throw. That was absolutely a sensational throw.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to have to do. Now, Greg Minuski's going to have to do something to get penetration from the D-line. And if he's got to shoot more gaps just to get them in the way to disrupt, because that's what they were doing early in the season. That's why they were having good success.
See, there's another thing that I've seen and I mentioned to you, at the game, is I feel like offenses are now finding ways to isolate Mason Foster in space. Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, and Atlanta attacked them in coverage with the running backs. The Texans did it with their tight end.
Yeah.
The first drive, they had one play and it was third down, and Mason was responsible for the tight end coming across, and they just had 1 second, and he got a 30-yard gain.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're scheming on him. So if the Redskins need to either with Foster have him rush more in those situations, or use Harvey Clemens, which is his designation, or keep Zach Brown out there and take Foster off.
Yeah.
Now, Foster is going to have more, he's going to show his value more these next two games.
Oh, yeah.
Let me take that back. The Cowboy game especially.
Yeah, the Cowboy.
And the Giants. The Eagles game, their running game is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So they use a little bit more speed and deception versus Cowboys who are running more power. And that's where Mason Foster enjoys. Mm-hmm. That's what he's built for.
He's built for power. I agree. I think that, you know, either you play people like you mentioned, Harvey Clemens, which I think Harvey Clemens plays with Mason. Once they take Zach Brown, they put Harvey Clemens and Mason at times. Or you try to make a combination of two, having Harvey Clemens maybe in a Zach Vigil, if you can make him active. I mean, at times he's not active. Zach Vigil and Harvey Clemens, because those to me are your two best cover inside linebackers at the moment.
Yeah, so and if you're developing him as a dime linebacker, then that's the situation he needs to be out there.
Because yeah, he's going to call that
fifth on the interception.
Yeah, yeah.
That's his job.
Yeah, I agree.
To be vertical and cover in space, and that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I kind of like the Brown-Harvey Clemens thing for nickel for another situation.
Yeah.
When you're facing running quarterbacks.
Yo, I agree.
Because you'll see Thursday with that.
Yeah.
If you have Brown covering Zeke or Harvey Clemens covering Zeke, the other one can be the spy on that.
Exactly.
And that can't outrun either one of those two.
Oh, very good point. Very good point. No, I totally agree.
And I know Mason's the captain of the defense, and he calls the plays and everything. But if you want to keep him out there, have him be a fifth rusher.
Yeah, good point.
He's been pretty productive in that role.
You know who else I want to see rush the pass a little bit more? If you're gonna if you really want to have Mason out there, that often, why not put Zach Brown out there to rush the passer? With all that speed, why not use that to your advantage to rush the passer?
A lot of teams use speed because the play that Alex Smith got hurt on, the Texans used the safety.
Yeah,
and he shot through a gap.
Like
and
a
he
cannon.
Got there because he was faster.
Of course.
If you get a D-line in doing that, a quarterback has more time to adjust and move versus a safety with feet. So the Redskins have that ability, but they have the personnel to do it. Now, are they willing to do it is something totally different.
There you go. And I agree. So the Skins, they have signed Mark Sanchez to back up Colt McCoy. Are you comfortable with him as the backup, knowing that Colt McCoy does have an injury history?
I am not comfortable with Mark Sanchez. I know why he was done. He has connections to the organization.
Yeah, I know.
With Kavanaugh and
O'Connell.
And others, and Bill Callahan and others on the coaching staff.
And O'Connell, too.
And O'Connell as well. And he was the one you bring in
that's a veteran because it's a really, really short week. So you need somebody who knows what they're doing. Like, they have to, they have played. So that was the best option available for the short week. Another added trinket, he was just on Dallas' roster 2 years ago. So just a little bit of information you can get never hurts.
Ooh, good point.
After Thursday, when you have 11 days before the Monday night game with the Eagles, I might explore somebody else. Now, there's a great, talented quarterback that's sitting at home.
Of course.
Who should be on the NFL roster. We know that the higher-ups and the rest of the organization are not going to go after him.
Yeah.
They're just not going to do it.
Yeah, not going
to
do it.
It makes too much sense to football fans, but they don't want the PR.
They don't.
So they're just not going to do it. And so you can ride out the grave with Sanchez, but no. Am I happy that he's back up? No. Colts going to have to realize in his head, I'm the guaranteed starter for the next 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And if we make the playoffs, keep on. I'm still starting.
Yeah.
Take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And watching Colts over his years at Texas and his earlier years in the NFL, he took
hits,
massive hits.
He takes hits, man.
Massive hits.
That's the thing.
And he spoke on it in his press conference yesterday. I have to be smarter. And you saw yesterday, there were times where he could have gotten a little bit more, but he went down.
Yeah.
He was going down. And that's all we need. All we need him to do is to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's running the offense will be the same, maybe a little better, a little worse, depending on your viewpoint. But if he goes down, you should shut the season down.
No, it's funny.
Unless you're going to hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson and Bibbs.
Yeah,
and Marshall 40 times.
Yeah, you know what's funny though? It's funny because I felt like as the game went on, then he started chilling with his running. But initially, I thought it was like okay, it was like you know he was trying to not impress, but he was trying to spark the team, and he would you know kind of take hits that he didn't need to take. And I'm like, I'm sitting there watching like, hey, Colt, chill, bro. Like, chill. There ain't no court. Like, and you asked. I mean, and we talked about it, and I believe you still stated it that Quinn would probably be the quarterback. If the emergency quarterback, but I was like, hey, bro, like, chill. Like, nah.
And in that situation, I'd rather be Reed, because Reed is bigger.
Yeah.
And Reed that played it in college.
College, yeah, you mentioned Reed too.
High school,
yeah.
And Quinn's is coming back off an injury.
Yeah. So I was like,
I'd rather Reed. Reed actually throws a really pretty ball. A lot of people haven't seen him throw a football, but Reed has a very nice arm.
No, I believe you. I mean, like you said, he was a quarterback over there when Tebow was there, right? Was he a quarterback when Cam was there too?
They were all in the same quarterback room.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Tebow was the starter, Cam Newton was the backup, and Jordan Reed was the third quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And Newton had an issue with the laptop and all this stuff, so he left. And Jordan Reed switched to tight end to get more, because Urban Meyer's offenses always have good tight ends. So that was his transition, and it worked well for Reed because Tebow was just a sophomore. Tebow was going to have a few more years to start. He was fully entrenched. But Reed can play quarterback.
Yeah, that would have been interesting if it happened. So before I let you go, Felix, let our listeners know how they can catch you on social media and also how they can read your content on Fox Sports.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at @HTTRMBless, or you can search my name, Felix Trammell. Same thing on Instagram. You can find all my writing content on the 1340 AM Fox Sports website. 3 to 4 articles a week, some inside content, just with players and agents and other information. So be sure to follow me on there. Love the dialogue, love the chat. It's Dallas week, so we all should be excited.
Yeah.
It's the first place battle on Thanksgiving. I don't think we could ask for anything better than that. So,
man, if Colt wins,
you know,
if Colt wins, man.
And another tidbit, Colt McCoy has never lost in AT&T Stadium.
I love it. I love the way you think.
He's 2-0 as a pro quarterback, 3-0 as quarterback of the University of Texas.
I love the way you think. That's what I'm talking about. I like to hear things like that. All right, Felix, man. Hope to have you on soon, my man.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Take it easy.
Mm.
All right, that's my man, Felix Tramiel, Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia's Redskins reporter. You make sure you check out his content. Cool dude. We always chopping it up at the Skins game up in the press box. So that's my homie. That's my partner in crime out there for Skins games. But Cowboys week on Turkey Day, we'll talk about the Cowboys with Mike Harge from AM 1300, The Zone, up in Austin, Texas, after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports saying, for ages, you dig? Deuces.
Big pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spinning cheese. You know I dug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust or need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, with diamond cuffs that'll freeze them. First time they fuss, I'm breezing. Talk about what's the reasons. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, why am I? Better trust and believe them. In the cup where I keep them, till I need the word, till I need to beat it up, then it's BB, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piston cuffs, divorce them and split his bucks. Just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I cost with nothing, y'all be fronting. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I'll be forever macking, hard codes and assassins. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Mommy, get your ass in here, let's ride. Check them out now. Ride, let's ride. Check them out now. We doing big camping. Check them out now.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, and I'm the only host today. My fellow co-host Ray and Will T are out right now. I have co-host of Bottom Line on iHeartRadio, AM 1300 The Zone, Mike Harge on the line. What's up, Mike?
What's going down, fellas?
You know, it's big, man. Big game, Mike. Turkey Day, the game will be for first place, man. Skins Cowboys. How are Cowboy fans feeling about Thursday, Turkey Day?
Well, I mean, you know, like anything else, we're taking it one game at a time, just trying to figure out everything and not getting too high, not getting too low. I'm just messing with y'all.
I'm about to say, Mike, don't do that to me, Mike. You all come. Last time with Skins Cowboy, you kept the real. I want to get the real, Mike. I don't want to hear that crap. Not that PC crap.
That's right. I was over there trying to keep it 100. No, man, we are hyped. I mean, it's a situation that we didn't think would be in front of us again. Mm-hmm. I mean, from everything that's been going on with the Cowboys and looking back at it, is Dak going to be the franchise quarterback? Mm-hmm. Are we going to get Zeke enough touches? Who is this Van Der Esch guy? Mm-hmm. I mean, there were so many things that were going on early when we talked last time that I was still confused about it. But now it seems like those questions are starting to be answered. You look at the games the last 2 weeks that Dallas has played, both wins, mm-hmm. both close wins. Leighton Van Der Esch, who I was making fun of, like, dude didn't even play 11-man football until a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And now he's out there balling, looking like an all-pro, looking like a Sean Lee, mm-hmm. as we like to say around here. But then Zeke is getting 30 touches a game and the Cowboys win. It's amazing. When you figure out the philosophy of, hey, if we can get the ball to our best player more, we might win games.
See, that's funny because I was going to ask you that question: how the Cowboys turn? How did they turn around? Is it just as simple as getting Zeke more touches?
No, I think. Well, I think that has a major part of it, but the other part of it that is very, very important is the acquisition of Amari Cooper. All right, mm-hmm. He has opened up the field to the point now where Zeke. Can the pressure's not all on Zeke.
Got you.
Because he's a sharp route runner. Mm-hmm. I mean, people can say, man, I don't know why Dallas would give up a number one first-round pick for him for a player of that nature or that caliber. And the reason being is if you really, really break down the film and watch every single route that this guy's open, he runs, he's open.
Yes.
He's open. Yes. The problem is this. Dak is taking too long to get rid of the ball.
Of course.
You know, they close that window so fast in the NFL that if you got to hit him on the timing route, because this dude will get open.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. Amari Cooper, when he was on the block, he's a receiver that I wanted the Skins to go after. I value Amari Cooper. I think, you know, it's hard in the NFL to get open on a consistent basis. I think a lot of people, they dwell on him dropping the football. If you watch Amari Cooper in college, you know that that's something that's kind of, it's not normal. Even in his first season in the NFL, he's a guy who can catch the football. He can get open. He runs great routes. I thought it was a good deal because, to me, if you're going to go in the draft next season trying to get a number one wide receiver, Amari Cooper's still young. That number one draft, that first round pick, you ain't gonna get any better than Amari Cooper.
Absolutely. And then here's another stat for you. I saw this stat today. Before the trade, the Cowboys were 29th in the NFL on third down. They have now jumped up to number 8 in the NFL since the trade happened. And that is because the opportunities are greater because you do have that weapon. You have Zeke. You have Dak's legs. Even now, you saw Cole Beasley yesterday make some plays and get him in field position to go to win the game. But he's opened up so many other things for everyone else, and there is no key anymore.
I feel you. So just keep it a buck with me. When you guys were going to ATL, right? Did you honestly think that you guys could pull it out?
No.
Skins fans weren't thinking that either, because believe me, I was at FedEx. I was in the press box, and then people kept talking about the score, and I was like, "Oh, hey, Cowboys are up." Folks are saying the Cowboys are up. Like, the Cowboys are up. They're up 7, and I'm like, "What? The Cowboys are up?" Everybody's face looked shocked, right? So when the score is final, and you all hit the winning field goal, it was like, "Oh, snap." Okay, the Cowboys have really turned this thing around, because I think people pretty much thought they knew that the Eagles were going to lose to the Saints, right? In terms of the Skins fans and people in the press box, they knew the Skins were going to they knew the Eagles were going to lose to the Saints, and they were just automatically thinking, just because what Atlanta did to the Skins not too long ago, they were thinking that a lot of people thought that Atlanta would put up enough points on the board against you guys. But on the flip side, it just shows how, like you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys defense, how underrated it is, because they shut down a high octane offense in the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, no doubt. And you keep quietly seeing improvement each week. We talk about it all the time on our show here in Austin. The sign of a well-coached team is week-to-week improvement. Now, when I say a well-coached team in the NFL, you start talking about positions and coordinators and making sure you see that improvement. And Rob Marinelli and Chris Richard over there doing their thing on that defense and getting these guys to make plays. If you would have told me that the Dallas defense, who some can say is good enough to go to the Super Bowl,
I think the defense is.
When is the last time you heard that?
That's true.
When is the last time you heard that about a Dallas Cowboys defense? Although they've had good players,
yeah.
I mean, you start looking at that defensive line, it ranks up there with some of the best in the league.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I think this defense, even like the defense, that Cowboys defense is definitely one of the better defenses in the NFL, most improved. And I'm just happy for the kid. I'm happy for the kid, Jalen Smith. It was a tragedy what happened to him his last year in Notre Dame, and I'm just glad that I'm glad that somebody took an opportunity, even though it's the Cowboys, and God knows I hate it when Cowboys happen. But I'm glad that the team gave him the opportunity to wait it out, you know what I mean, and get his opportunity to get healthy, and now you're seeing the fruits of his labor to me being one of the better young inside linebackers in the game of football. Because I wanted that kid. Like, I was, when draft day happened, I was like, I'll draft him the second round. He's that talented. Right. I remember even saying it, like, just wait it out. You know, his nerves will grow. Just wait it out. It'll grow. Wait it out. You know what I mean? And the Cowboys, you know, they thought ahead. And that's one thing you got to, you know, regardless of all the flack that Jerry Jones and that organization takes, what they did with Jalen Smith has to be commended.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And like you said, the fruits of his labor are being rewarded. Mm-hmm. I mean, him and Vander Esch are flying around like they know, they got a grasp of the game. And you know, Sean Lee, bless his heart, that dude, I mean, he needs to go ahead and retire. Get on the coaching staff.
Yeah, he needs to
get on the coaching staff, because, I mean, you're going to continue to put wear and tear on your body. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to someone the other day, and they said he's the perfect example of someone whose body is not built for it, but he puts so much weight on to be in the NFL, to be the player, that he's always going to continue to be hurt. I see David Thomas, the former NFL tight end who played at the University of Texas. I see him around town. We see him a lot. If you saw him right now, you would say, that guy played in the NFL and was a tight end because the weight just fell off of him like nobody else's business. Because you hear the stories all the time. People always trying to put on weight, put on weight.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't never hear about the stories like when all the weight comes off. And everybody was like, that dude played in the NFL. If you saw Tommy Harris, the nose tackle for the Chicago Bears,
if you
saw him today, you see how thin he is.
Is he thin? Is he really thin?
He is real thin. Like, wow. Go to his Instagram.
Tommy Harris from OU?
From OU, yes.
Oh, wow.
Right. But those are the type of players, once they're done, their body shuts it down, and they just drop all the weight. And that's what I think about Sean Lee.
Mm.
Sean Lee worked so hard to get that weight on. That's why he has so many injuries. That's why he can't stay healthy, because his body's not made for that kind of weight.
Mm, that's insane. So let's get to the Skins game real quick. That's insane, though. That's really insane. So what do you think the Cowboys, you know, the Skins beat the Cowboys in FedEx first game, the missed field goal. What do you think the Cowboys learned from that game in October?
Well, I think it's a totally different team now. Personnel is there, but it's a different look, because you look at what I just said about Amari Cooper. He's a difference maker.
Mm.
The offensive line, Connor Williams being moved to second team now that he had an injury, and number 76, I don't want to mess up his name, but he played at TCU. He is balling.
Mm.
So the line is getting together. They've had more time together. They're giving Zeke time to run, and Dak isn't playing reckless. You know, it's just, he's doing certain things. He's not going to wow you. Trust me. I'm still not sold on Dak.
I'm not sold on him,
but I'm not going to be mad at him if he continues to rumble around and get a touchdown here and there. And as far as the Redskins, I feel so bad for Alex.
I can't believe
it was to the date when Joe Theismann did his thing. But here's the deal. Y'all are in good hands.
I knew it. I was gonna talk to you about it. Knowing who I was talking about. I know Austin, Texas. I know you. I know Colt is coming. You know, Colt is coming home on Thanksgiving. Not just Colt.
Yep.
Adrian Peterson. Trent Williams may play. So obviously there's some Texas ties over there. But let's talk about Colt. What is Colt really big out there in Texas? That's one. And second, will he have that in term? You know, the visitors are coming over. It's Thanksgiving game. It's a big time game. Pretty much, it's prime time. Pretty much. Will Colt get that type of attention out there? Like, will he be cheered in that stadium?
Well, I mean, it's been. He will definitely be cheered.
Oh, wow.
Stadium.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of Cowboy fans are mad because we had an opportunity to sign Colt McCoy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And as a backup when Romo was going through all these injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if we had him as a backup, maybe Dak is taking a little bit longer to develop instead of being thrown in right away. And Colt will win games. He is a star. He could be a starter in the NFL.
What? Okay.
Right now. Because he doesn't make mistakes.
Mm.
He's good with the football. He's a game manager. And Dak can be considered the same.
Oh, wow.
If you want to look at it like that. Because Colt McCoy in this area does no wrong. He was, he was right there. He's right there with Vince Young as far as Texas people are concerned.
Okay, who's bigger between those two?
That follow Texas.
Who's big between those two? Who's big between those two?
Vince, who's the biggest?
Yeah, Vince or Colt.
Oh,
which one's bigger?
B-Y.
Okay, B-Y, I'm about to say. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
He won a national championship.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
he was transcending, and Colt was right there to watch you sit there and you look at the growth. And last time, Colt got the start for Washington Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
He came in here and beat the crap out of the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. So. Mm-hmm. I kind of got my reserve judgment on Colt this week.
So,
like, I'm glad he gets to play. Sucks how it happens.
Yeah, it does.
But I don't want him to show out. I said if he wants to show out, he can show out the following week.
I know that, right?
Don't show out this week.
You know he's going to try though. He's coming home. You know he's going to try.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
So I mean, watching Colt out there and out there for years. I mean, even out there in Texas. What are some of his attributes outside of, you know, obviously the physical day-to-day games or on playing on Saturdays in back then, now playing on Sundays? What are some of his attributes, especially as a leader?
Well, like I said, he's a born leader. I mean, his daddy was a coach, and, you know, that's all sounds cliche,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of that has to do with maturity as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a mature guy. He's somebody, when he threw that touchdown pass to Jordan Reed,
yeah.
the camera panned over to everybody on the sidelines, and it seems like everybody in there loves that guy.
Yeah.
So you can already see that leadership. But one thing that you're always going to have with him is a competitor. Dude competes, 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 and he never believes that he's out of a game, ever.
Mm.
So he'll find a way. And his best thing, if he's accurate, is all get out, man.
Oh, okay.
I mean, once you know how to get that timing down and you get those reps, although this would be a short week
mm-hmm.
for him to get ready, I think you guys are in good hands. I hope it ain't this week. I hope next week. But I think you're in good hands with Colt McCoy the rest of the way.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. We have co-host of Bottom Line on iHeartRadio AM 1300 The Zone, Mike Hards, on the line. So, Mike, I got a guy that I kind of am interested in because he's a guy that I've kind of I'm a Michigan fan. I want to know, how's Taco doing, man? How's Taco doing?
Taco's balling, man.
Is he?
He's getting better. I mean, like everything else, you look at that line, and there's talent all the way across that line.
Yeah, I know.
So Taco's getting better. Every day is a learning day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I feel like Denzel is training today.
It's training day.
Like you know what I'm saying? Come on out here and put that work in.
I know, right?
So,
it's training
day. But people love him. He's popular.
Mm-hmm.
And he can put his hand on the ground and make it happen.
Okay, what's up with my other Michigan player, Jordan Lewis, man? What's going on? I thought he would be a starter by now.
Man, that is somebody that we put him on the we're looking, putting ATBs out on him to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Because like you said, I thought he would be someone that would have.
He was locked down in Michigan,
already.
Man. He was locked down in Michigan. He was
right.
locked down.
And I don't know if it's a technique thing. I don't know if it's a mental thing. I don't know if he's getting along with everybody on the squad.
Mm.
Because he does have the ability more so than a lot of people. And to be honest with you, I thought he would have got traded by now.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping. I'm not going to lie to you, because I was kind of hoping he would get traded, just give him another opportunity somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It's not the same dude I watched in college. Like, the same dude I watched in Michigan would not be, you know, what is he, like the fourth corner now?
Yeah, he's the fourth corner.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
like,
would not be
he's
that
barely
dude.
Getting run. He's barely getting even run in nickel situations.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
Those are the types of things that I always look at. Is like, if you were really doing something, they'll find a way to put you on the nickel. So I don't know what's going on with him. I wish that we did have those answers because he's a healthy scratch type of deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I know. Believe me. Well, I know. Believe me. We see it here. That used to be Josh Dotson. Now he's starting to make plays little by little. So Mike,
give him time.
So Mike, first give me a prediction, Mike. Give me a score. I know you're gonna pick the Cowboys. It's okay. You can do it.
I'm going for the Cowboys. You know, I'm gonna pick the Cowboys. But the only reason why is because they're trending in the right
direction
what they're doing. You guys are dealing with
an
injury that is a big, big one, and your offensive line is banged up.
It is.
As well.
That's true. It is.
But AT will be in the house.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy will be in the house. So, but I'm going Cowboys 26,
mm-hmm.
Redskins 22.
Okay. At least you have it close. I like that, Mike. I appreciate you having
it
close.
Well, I think it's that grind. I don't think it'll be a blowout like some people are thinking, because two teams are coming off short weeks.
Yeah.
Dallas not being at home, but Dallas still got some stuff they got to work out. We've just been lucky lately.
All right, so Mike, before I let you go, let my listeners know about your show, the time, or how they can stream to it online, all that good
jazz. Absolutely, yes. My name, they call me Hardball Harge on AM 1300 The Zone. You can find us on iHeartRadio. Just go to The Bottom Line, co-host Chip Brown. We on it every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. For you guys, that'll be 7 to 10 East Coast. But get up and rock with your boy every once in a while. We have some fun on there. You know, we cover Texas football, college Texas football, Dallas Cowboys, Houston Texans, everybody. I know y'all don't want to talk about the Texans, but that's something else.
Yeah, we want to talk about the Texans. Yeah. Man. They cheated. The referees cheated us. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on those refs. The NFL need to get this situated. I don't know if it's a name thing. I don't know if it's the Redskins' name. They got to get this situated with the referees. I think somebody holding grudges.
I think
some league sources holding grudges is all I know. I think somebody holding grudges.
Yeah, but I appreciate always coming on and rapping with you guys, and hopefully we'll have a good Thanksgiving Day Turkey Day party.
Right, hopefully on both sides, man.
That's right. If it's
a tie, that's the best of both worlds, right?
Exactly.
All right, Mike, man, I appreciate you, my man.
All right, I appreciate y'all. Thanks.
All right, man. Again, that is my man, Mike Harge, co-host of Bottom Line on iHeartRadio, AM 1300, The Zone. Make sure you check out the show. They talk everything Texas. Man, I'm going to tell my boy Felix about the show. Felix is a big Texas fan, as you all know. So I'm going to make sure I tell Felix about it. But Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join me to talk about Thursday's big game after the break. You're listening to the Urban Smart saying, for ages, you dig? Deuces.
Whoa. I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all, I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough, it's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink, this my day. Lucky you, hope you too. Woo! Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Move. Give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe? How about a shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me the juice.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, and I'm your host today. Will T and Ray are out. My fellow USS homies are out. Right now, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network is on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, everything's good, man. Well, I can't say everything is good, man. Alex, man, before we start talking about the Cowboys and whatnot, when you saw Alex's injury on Sunday, what did you think of that injury, man?
From my vantage point, I'm up in the press box, and, mm-hmm. you know, when you saw him hit him, it looked gruesome.
Yeah.
And then you can hear the guy saying his leg got stuck. And then you're looking at the replay. At first, you just see him with he immediately takes his helmet off. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, he's really in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then honestly didn't realize how bad it was until really the next day. I didn't realize because, you know, I think the first report was that he may have, you know, hurt his ankle or something. But when you saw them bring out that stretcher,
yeah,
and the players from both teams came over, you kind of had a feeling that something wasn't right.
Yeah.
That, you know, that this was a little bit different than a normal, you know, injury. And, you know, It was probably the worst thing that could possibly happen. I mean, anytime you start talking about Joe Theismann, any Redskins fan
I know
that was alive, you know, in the 80s and 90s, know about Joe Theismann and, you know, the Lawrence Taylor hit and all that stuff. So, you know, the funny thing about it, that when Joe Theismann happened on a Monday night, I think I was too young at the time to stay up. I think it was past my bedtime. Yeah. So I heard about it later, the next day or something. But I'd never seen a video of the Joe Theismann.
You never seen it?
Until probably within the last 3-4 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, I saw that thing.
Just recently.
I
saw that, and it was gruesome.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't like looking at stuff like that. When that happened to Alex and they showed the replay, I was in the press box as well when I saw the replay. I ran out. Because a matter of fact, one of the other individuals, he ran towards the back and I was like heading that way myself because it was just too much for me. Because I, you know, one, because, you know, we've been around the team, and you see like a guy like Alex Smith, and you see how his teammates respect him, and they look at, they view him as a leader, and you know the guy works hard regardless of what people want to say, because they're stuck on the X, whatever. You can tell that he's a guy that demanded respect, and a guy that, you know, a lot of his teammates respected him and liked him and adored him, and for that to happen to him, you know, such a stand up guy, that just hurt that hurt my soul a little bit. But also, you know, that injury alone hurt my soul. Like that was gruesome.
It was definitely devastating, and I think because Alex is considered the face of the franchise,
yeah.
And then during the offseason, he was traded, and, you know, he was supposed to be the Kirk Cousins replacement.
Yeah.
And it looked, you know, most of the year, probably up until, what, the last 3-4 weeks?
Yeah.
Where it started to seem like Alex wasn't playing that well, yeah. When he started to hear the rumbling. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, nobody was really saying that.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was fine. Until, I think, after the Saints blowout,
yeah.
Then people started, I guess, putting the spotlight on Alex Smith and his performance. And that's when you started hearing the questioning about his ability. But, I mean, you got to think about, Washington lost a lot of key players.
Of course.
Not having Crowder, not having Chris Thompson, and not really having a definitive number one receiver. You know, I think all that, you know, you can factor in, you know, part of his success and lack of success. So, you know, in my opinion, I'm happy that Washington was winning with Alex.
Exactly.
For me, he was managing the game and not turning the ball over, yeah. And he wasn't making bad plays or bad decisions in prime time and or, you know, clutch situations.
Yeah, I agree.
Unlike the previous guy.
Yeah, which, you know, we saw, if folks paid attention to the game, you know, game on Sunday night, you saw Vintage X. That's what I call him. I don't even call him name. I say Vintage X. You saw what he, you know, what he did for his former ball club, and look what he's doing with his current ball club, a team that everybody projected to be world beaters, and now they're struggling to make the postseason. So it says a lot, right? It says a lot about that situation alone. But Turkey Day is Turkey Day is also Cowboys Day, man. You know, we usually have Cowboys Week, but now we got Turkey Day with it. If the Skins win, then, you know, I feel like they truly hold the keys to winning the NFC East. What are your keys to a Skins victory on Thursday?
I think the main one is to protect Colt McCoy. We've already seen what happens when you lose your starting all-pro tackle and mm-hmm. your starting all-pro guard, and then kind of replace them with, you know, just guys off the street. You know, that is the contributing factor why Alex Smith is out, because the offensive line was not that great, mm-hmm. and it's because of the injury. We knew at some point this would become a problem, and it showed itself on Sunday. And Dallas has a defensive line that is capable, maybe not as, you know, as deadly as Houston, but
yeah,
they're capable
mm-hmm.
of putting pressure on Colt McCoy.
Agreed.
So they got to figure out ways to protect him and put him in good positions to make plays, to be successful. I think Jay did a good job when he first came in the game last week. You know, he had him kind of mobile, rolling out of the mm-hmm. pocket. Got to make him more, it's got to be a friendly offense for Colt. They got to get AP going early. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. Got to get Adrian Peterson running the ball, touching it 20 to 30 times would be great. And for him to get into the end zone. And then, of course, I think for Washington, it's always sitting around Ezekiel Elliott,
yeah.
stopping him. They did it the first game. They're going to have to do it again. Dallas is really playing well right now. They've got two straight victories. Very good quality victory.
Yeah,
and they're confident right now, and they saw what happened to Washington last week. So, of course, they think they're at home, Thanksgiving, in front of everybody, a nation television watch game.
Yes, mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity for them to kind of bring Washington back to earth. But a great opportunity for the Redskins, a wounded animal, to go into Dallas, Big D, and knock off the Cowboys and kind of end their season.
But you know what's funny? Isn't this the kind of game that the Skins have typically won under Jay Gruden when people ride him out? Like even during this season, you know, when they lost to the Atlanta Falcons, and then, you know, they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Tampa, another high octane offense. Everyone's like, okay, they're gonna lose this game. The Skins beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When they play Carolina, how can they beat Carolina? It's always this kind of game where folks have counted the Skins out, and they end up winning this type of game. Wouldn't be surprised they win this one as well. You're talking about Colt McCoy. I call it a Texas flavor. You got Colt McCoy going back to Texas, a place where he's an icon. You have Adrian Peterson, Texas born. You got Trent Williams. Even Trey Quinn went to SMU, you know, so you got guys who are ready to show out at a place where, you know, they've had success at. So I just think that, you know, one, they're going to be extra motivated. Now, obviously, it's Thanksgiving. The nation's watching. It's a Thanksgiving game. You're playing the Dallas Cowboys. You're playing your rivals. I'm with you, though. They have to stop Zeke. The Cowboys have been playing at a higher level since the trade of Amari Cooper, and also since they've been feeding Zeke. So they've been a better team. They beat, like you mentioned, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles at Philadelphia. They beat Atlanta at Atlanta. So they're definitely, you know, flying high and feeling themselves right now. But at the same time, I would say this, though, in terms of the defense that they saw in those 2 weeks, they haven't seen the defense like the Washington Redskins, if the Redskins are playing the right way. I will say that around stopping the run, I wasn't impressed last week. I believe that Blue and Lamar Miller combined for about 132 yards on, like, I want to say about 28 carries or whatnot. I think so. If you look at that, I mean, if you look at that situation, that stat line, I don't look at them as, I mean, the run defense at the moment, because over the last 2 weeks, I haven't been impressed with the run defense. It needs to be improved because you're playing Zeke.
Absolutely. And you made an excellent point. I think the Texas boys, the three that you name, I think they are the ones that could have a huge impact in Washington's success. And, you know, Quinn kind of slept under the radar because he's been out most of the season. And then he was he's in the lineup last weekend.
Yeah, played well, too.
And Alex was using him. He was getting the ball to him. So I guess the question now becomes, if Crowder is unavailable, which I think he probably won't be playing since it's a short week, you're going to have Quinn in the mix, who is possibly an option for Washington now because Chris Thompson is still out.
Yeah.
So it gives you another weapon, and you know he's a good receiver. He has the confidence, and like you said, he's coming home. AP, of course, wants to play well because he's at home. And I just think if Washington can get those guys going and the Alabama boys who have been really quiet the last
they
couple of weeks.
They have been quiet.
They need to make some plays for the Redskins defense, who, by the way, has played really well. I mean, they made Deshaun Watson look last week.
I thought he missed throws, I thought he missed throws. I was looking to feel. I thought he had some guys wide open. I thought he had some bad reads. It wasn't like watching that game, it wasn't like he was playing at a high level. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he had his best game, because there were players on the field that could have went down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I saw guys running free, and he had some questionable reads. And I was like, you know what, Deshaun, you had an off day. I wasn't really impressed with the Redskins' defense compared to, say, when they played the Cowboys and how they stopped Zeke. Like, I was more impressed with that. I know they forced turnovers, right? And I'm not taking that away from them. But I feel like if they want to beat the Cowboys, right, if they want to beat the Cowboys, like, it's not about stopping Dak. We already know that. It's not about that. Like, Dak is Dak. We're not worried. You shouldn't be worried about Dak. You should be worried about Zeke. And from what I saw against the Texans, and the Cowboys have a better O-line, they got a better running back, that's a problem. They got to fix that up ASAP.
Yeah, they do. It's very important that they, shore up their weaknesses. But I think the secondary is getting better. They still miss Quentin Dunbar.
He may come back. He may come back.
That would be great to have him in the mix. And it'll be interesting to see how Washington does this week when, because they have Amari Cooper.
It's different. It's different now.
So you're going to see how that adds into production for the Cowboys offense.
I mean, even a secret weapon's coming back home. You know, TCU. You know what I mean? And he, you know, again, he looked tougher too. Like he played, and to Colt's credit, he was giving him an opportunity. Even the last offensive play, when he threw the bomb to Dotson, when it was a pass interference and the referees decided not to call it, he gave him an opportunity. So I think there's some things that you can look at going into the Cowboys game that you can say, you know what, in terms of the offense and how they were rocking at towards the end with Colt, there is a glimmer of hope. Just because Alex is out, I think Colt still has the confidence of Jay Gruden to get things done. And I'm interested to see how it works out. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. We had my man Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio on the line. Going forward, how confident are you with Colt leading this team to the postseason, if he could lead his team to the postseason?
I truly believe that Colt, if you had to pick another quarterback to lead Washington right now, I would go with Colt. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because he understands Jay's playbook probably better than Alex Smith did.
Great.
Because he's been the backup quarterback, for the last 3-4 years, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the mix. Like, he was here when RG3 was
quarterbacking. I know.
He knows the offense very well. He looked really good in preseason. I know preseason doesn't really mean much, but when Colt has been out there in the opportunity that he's gotten, he has really, if you go look at the average of points and yardage and everything in preseason, hey, man, he was moving the ball up the field, and he's not afraid to take shots. You saw that on Sunday. And I think certain players will get more touches now because he will trust Jordan Reed. He will trust Josh Stockton. You saw that on Sunday. So that's going to open up Washington's offense because now you're going to use – you know, you're going to take chances and use those weapons that you have down the field, which will open it up for other guys like Quinn to make plays. And, you know, I just want him to protect Colt as much as possible.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to run, but I know Jay is going to want to protect him because he's right now the only option they have. They don't want to go to Mark Sanchez. They don't have to.
Mark Sanchez, baby.
He don't know the playbook.
Oh no, I'm joking. I mean, he's got, you know, he knows the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach, man. You know, he's got a great rapport with him.
Yeah, so I'm cool with Colt running the show. I'm cool with Colt running the show.
I'm just saying what they've been talking about. That's the word, like, you know, like Mark Sanchez knows those cats. I'm with you. I'm comfortable with Colt myself. It would be a big boost if Trent can play. He was really close last week to playing against He was really close to playing on Sunday. So hopefully, you know, whatever it is of him trying to grip, have a firm grip with that cast on. If he's able to, you know, grab a little bit, I think he'll play on Thursday. I feel like they held Trent out for this game. I thought he could have probably played against Houston, but knowing that wasn't a division or conference game, I believe that Trent probably will play on Thursday. That's my bold prediction. I don't think it's that bold, but that's my prediction. And also, I think that Chris Thompson, I think there's a chance that Chris Thompson plays. I feel like there's a chance that he may play in this game.
That would be great.
I think that this game is so important that the guys that were so close or that were practicing a little bit, even Crowder, to be honest with you, I think there's a great opportunity for those guys to play because this game is so big. If the Skins win this game, they go two games up, and that means they beat the Cowboys twice, so they won't have to worry about the Cowboys. The division record is pretty much in hand because that means they would still be undefeated in the NFC East. So this game is big. I mean, it's really big. If they win this game, I think they're in the driver's seat to win the division. So I wouldn't be surprised if all those guys play, you know, cause the Cowboys got the Saints after the Skins, I believe. And I don't think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Washington is in a good spot.
Yeah. If they win,
they only need two wins after that.
Yeah.
They can win against Dallas and then they got a Giants game and they can somehow muster beat the Eagles in one of the two games remaining.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaguars, kind of a toss-up.
Titans.
You never know.
Yeah, the Titans. Defense. Titans, too.
The Titans are struggling. They just kind of – their quarterback, Mariota, he got hurt. So he may not be in the mix.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there is a possibility that Washington can win three and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And they'll get into the playoffs and they'll have to play Kirk Cousins in a wild card game.
If he makes it. Because they're not looking at
you. I'm just saying. No, they're going to make it. Minnesota will make a wild card.
The Bears look better than them. They got the Packers next. I'm telling you. Seattle looks better than them.
The Packers are done.
Oh, okay. Look, you're talking about a quarterback who chokes. I'm just letting you know. You're talking about a quarterback who chokes making the postseason. That's all I'm telling you.
I can tell you the teams right now.
Right.
The Rams and Saints are going to get the byes.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota and Carolina are going to be the wild card teams. And then you've got a division winner in the Bears. And then whoever wins in the NFC, whether it's Dallas, Washington, or Philly, in that order, one of those three will represent the NFC.
So you don't think
we'll
Seattle?
We'll probably just get one team.
Because right now, I believe Seattle may. You don't think Seattle will get it?
I don't think Seattle is going to get the wild card spot over Carolina or
Minnesota.
I just don't see it.
I think Carolina. I like your Carolina pick. I'm not gonna lie to you. I do like your Carolina pick. The Minnesota, but the Minnesota thing, it's iffy right now to me. It's iffy because they're not playing. It's iffy. It's iffy because they still. I believe they got they have four losses in the tie. Yeah, they have four losses in the tie. I believe.
Right.
That's tough. It's gonna be tough. It's going to be tough.
But I think, don't the Packers have five losses in the top?
Yeah, the Packers do. But, I mean, they play Minnesota next. That game is pivotal, though. That's pivotal. Their next game is pivotal when those two teams play. It's up in the air. I look at those teams as up in the air because, again, don't forget, Minnesota lost to Buffalo. If you can lose to Buffalo, you can lose to anybody in the world. That's how I look at it. Buffalo's horrible. If you can lose to Buffalo at home, you can lose to anybody. And that's one of those losses that I feel. And why am I talking about Minnesota? It's that X, man. I gotta stop talking about the X. It's the X.
You don't want to talk about the X.
I don't, man.
He really, kind of statistically, he's done what he's done. You know, 70% completion rate.
Yeah.
But I think what people got to start looking at with him is the intangibles.
I think everybody does. I think the people who are honest about it and not, you know, who are honest about it, right? They know who he is. You know what I mean? They know who he is. He puts up stats, but it's all about, what you're referring to. I call it situational football. That's something that Alex Smith thrives in. You know, not to, you know, if you don't have the play, don't try to force it, right? Or, you know, don't make this error at this situation. The other quarter, the X tends to kind of be loose with the ball at times in that situation. To me, the moment gets to him. He gets to be quite frank with you. He gets scared at certain situations. He gets scared.
You say he's scared. I kind of compare him to the employee that comes to work every day. He's compliant.
Yeah.
He knows all the rules and he knows how to make himself look good. He sends the email, the perfect email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he understands the numbers. Perspective of the of his job, but he doesn't do the dirty work.
No,
you know, he's never around.
No,
you know, they need him to do some overtime or something extra. He's not available, or he can't. You know, he's in the meeting. He's not the guy that's going to come up with the idea that's going to help the team. He's just going to sit back and wait and let everybody else make the decisions. And then, you know, that's the type of guy I see with Kirk. He's a stat guy. He's going to get you 70%. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you the high number of yardage. But when it come down to the come down, you know, 2-3 minutes left in the game, is Kirk going to throw you the interception because of the pressure? Is he going to fumble because of the pressure? And that's the Kirk Cousins that we all kind of got accustomed to.
And that's
what the Vikings are going to have to see.
Oh, they are seeing it. And they are seeing it. And they are seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to fill the stats up.
Yeah, he's going to fill the stats. He's going to do that, but they've seen it already. And if you look on Twitter, if you go on certain Minnesota stuff, they see it already. They're starting to see it. They know he's overpaid, put it that way. They know he's highly overpaid.
He's like a Stafford White, man. Stafford White. that's what he is. He's a Stafford White.
Hey man, the X is something. Man, give me a prediction. Give me a prediction of the game, man. Give me a score. Do you want to do that, or are you scared? Because sometimes you be having that moment when you're just like too nervous.
I'm gonna go with Colt going home, and all right. I'm gonna go big. I'm gonna go big with Colt. I like watching the defense. I really do.
Okay, cool.
A lot of people are hating on Greg Minuski. I'm a fan right now because I've seen Washington make some big plays, and they really have been able to shut down these teams when they need to, with the exception of the Saints. And we kind of realize now that Saints are kind of super
juggernaut. Yeah, and Atlanta too.
Yeah, they're juggernaut.
In Atlanta.
I'm with Washington. Close game, 4-point game, 4-point victory for the Redskins.
Like the way you think.
Colt McCoy is the hero.
See, that's what I want to hear, Lex. I want that. That's the Lex I miss, man. That's my Lex, man. That's my dude. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm with that, man. There's no Raider hate. That's what I'm talking about. There's no Raider hate. All right, Lex.
His Falcons are done. I hope he's listening. His Falcons are done.
Ray will be listening. He will be listening. Hey, Lex, before I let you go, let our listeners know about what's going on here at the Sports Radio Network. What's going on Lex World, whatever. Social media.
Hey,
I'm going to say
this one last thing. The Falcons need to clean out the locker rooms to get ready for the Super Bowl for the teams that are going to be there. So hurry up and end your season, Falcons.
Hey, man.
And listen, I'm getting ready to go to the Bayou Classic for the first time. We're broadcasting the game, me and my colleague, Mark Gray, for Heritage Sports Radio Network. So it's going to be great. Grambling versus Southern, the 45th anniversary of this great game, and this is like the granddaddy of all black college sports.
Ooh, I love it.
So I'm really honored, and I'm really excited because I've never been to New Orleans, which is crazy, but I hear a lot of great things about Bourbon Street and also Benoit's and you know, Beads and the French Quarters, and you know, I hear about all this stuff.
Yeah.
Cajun food, gumbo. I'm looking forward to all of that.
Cool. And I need you. I mean, we talked about this on Sunday a little bit, man. Talk about the Bowie State quarterback, man. I want to hear about this dude, man.
Listen, man, I'm disappointed. Well, I'm happy I'm going to New Orleans. Unfortunately, it means I'm not going to be able to follow Bowie State to the playoffs second round.
Mm-hmm.
They advanced. They won the CIAA championship this year thanks to their quarterback, senior quarterback, Amir Hall. Remember that name.
Mm-hmm.
Fans out there. He's 6'4". He can ball, flat-out ball. He's player of the year, offensive player of the year. He's probably going to win the HBCU player of the year. But this guy can play. He can throw. He can run. He has great upside. And he helped Bowie State win their first CIAA championship. And he also helped them win their first playoff home game ever, beating West Alabama. So Coach Damon Wilson, the head coach, and Antoine Sewell and all those guys, Mo, they have done a tremendous job, and they have got a kid that is professionally prepared for the next level. And I'm hoping that Amir will get his shot out of Riverdale Baptist.
Hey, Doug, you know what I'm saying? Doug Williams, you know about HBCUs, man. Hey, you heard my man Lex talking about right now. You may not want to make this dude like a top draft pick, but you know that practice squad, you can get him on the squad and make him a project and make him a potential quarterback for the Washington Redskins. I'm putting it out there. I speak it to existence, man.
I like that. I hope Washington puts them on the practice squad them an opportunity to kind of work and learn, get stronger.
Yeah, because the only reason I'm saying practice squad, because I know we all know that it's politics in professional football. So usually guys like that, they got to show out either in preseason or if they show a little bit, you put them on a practice squad and they're willing to work with them and see what he can do after that. So, yeah, man, Skins, I'm telling you, Skins have been known to go to HBCUs and develop some nice talent. Why not get another one?
Hey, you know what would have been funny, though, this weekend? You know Lamar Jackson started for Baltimore.
Yeah, I know.
You know RG3 could have started.
I know. I wanted Baltimore. Him to, man. I wanted him to, too, man. I did. I wanted him to start because Lamar wasn't. And Lamar had a good running game, but his passing game was horrible. You look at the stat line. But, Lamar can run. He can run.
The Redskins will be in the quarterback market next, very possible, next offseason.
Hey.
RG3. Conversation might come back up again.
Oh, and Jay ain't having it because I don't think Jay wants that smoke with RG3 on his roster. Well, I don't think RG3 wants that smoke with Jay. You know how Jay was going on RG3 when he was up here.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think that's not a marriage. That's not a marriage ready to work, man. That's not a marriage ready to work, man. I don't think that.
I don't know. They might be perfect for each other. The odd couple.
Hey, I mean, again, I mean, if RG3 has grown as a quarterback, then yeah, I'm sure Jay would, you know. Nah, I don't even think Jay would try to take him in. I won't even lie. I can't even lie.
No way, Jose.
No way. I mean, I root for RG3, honestly. I do root for him. I want him to kind of get his life in order. I said this before. I mean, that's life in order. His life is fine. But his career, his NFL career back, because I just don't want to see an ESPN 30 for 30 special on the dude, because it's destined to happen the way it's going.
Oh, it's definitely gonna happen. Andrew Luck is having the comeback year.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. 70%.
Yeah, exactly.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, so it's going. And Russell Wilson is, you know, has won a bowl. It's just not, you know what I mean? It's destined to happen. But Lex, man, appreciate you for being on, man. Hope to have you on next week as usual. You know what I'm saying, man?
Hey, no doubt. I appreciate it. And you know, let's go Redskins.
Let's
beat
go
the Cowboys.
Beat those Cowboys, man. All right, Lex.
Talk to you later.
Again, that's my man, Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network, man. Big time Skins fan. And also, you know, the dude, he knows the Skins. He knows the Skins in and out. You heard the man. He be in the press box. He know what it is. But it's time. And I mean, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I'm trying to make it next month. I see that man.
Fucking shredder
show.
Ha ha ha. Much money, that's much money. Yellow
beat.
Holla at me.
And chew me in some hot. Like I took this, I see when I sh. Like you seen him twirl, then he drops. And we keep them to my block. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop. And Trigger, we be wildin', he some hot. Tones known to get busy.
What? You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. I'm the only host tonight, like I mentioned before, Ray Jeezy, and we'll tee her out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message on our show. All right, here we go. First message.
We going to the playoffs. Colt McCoy finally starting. Hate to see Alex Smith go down like that, but I've been calling for him to be replaced since week 3. Now you're going to see some real quarterback play and see somebody move this offense. Once Colt McCoy got in the game, you start seeing the wide receivers, everybody on the offense, on the sideline, start stretching and jumping up and down and exercising because they knew they was finally seeing the rock. I want everybody to support our new quarterback, Colt McCoy, until we get another one. I'm not saying that he's the answer, but he's the answer right now, and he's the better choice than Mr. Checkdown, 5-yard pass, missing wide receivers, and with 102-yard interceptions, Alex Smith. Once again, sorry that he's hurt, but it's time for Colt. I got my wish. You know who it is.
Oh, I know who that is, man. That's my man, T-Liv. Call him Tony. You know, you finally got your opportunity. Colt McCoy is out there. I mean, it seems a little bit that you were wishing for Alex to get hurt, but I'm not going to knock you for that. You mentioned Alex's 102-yard touchdown. We talked about it on Twitter a little bit. You talked about how when Kirk Cousins, because you're a Kirk Cousins supporter, it seems like you're not a Skins supporter, you're a Kirk Cousins supporter. When Kirk Cousins threw that pick six in the Chicago Bears game, you said the receiver quit on the route. Alex Smith and Jordan Reed had a miscommunication, but you calling that 102, that 102 yard interception on Alex Smith, knowing and Alex Smith got hit early. But I feel you, man. You know, you biased. You can't help it. I feel you. But we all in agreement. We all are pro Washington. Well, I am pro Washington Redskins. I want this team to win. Most fans want this team to win, regardless of who the quarterback is. It's not about being right, my man. I feel like that's your thing. You want to be right. And every time you argue, you know, you think you're right, but nine times out of ten, you're wrong. But we all want this team to win. We want this team to flourish. And if Colt leads this team to the promised land, I'm all for it. You won't hear me argue it. Next message.
Hey, this is Tom Weiss from Washington, D.C. Just wanted to say, go Skins. I think it's going to be a good game on Thursday. I also think that Colt McCoy is going to get the nickname Cowboy Killer after that. Also, Trey Quinn is going to play a big role in this win. Go Skins.
What's going on, Tom? Yeah, Tom, I have a feeling that it's going to be a Texas theme, too, up in Dallas, up in Big D. You know, I agree with you. I think Quinn can have a big game. I also think that Colt McCoy, being a Texas dude, Quinn went to SMU. Obviously, you got the Texas ties with Trent Williams and Adrian Peterson. I think it's going to be an all Texas show out type of game. I like that you called out Quinn. Hopefully Quinn has a big game. Play well on Sunday. Hopefully he follows that up with a good game and some big catches against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. We appreciate your message, Tom. We really do. We really do. Next message.
Hello, all skin there thing. This is George calling in about the Redskins just to say this. Yes, it's awful that Alex Smith broke his leg. But believe it or not, I feel like I have a crumb of hope for the Redskins based on this. I think the guy that Jay Gruden has wanted to run this offense all along is finally running it. Jay Gruden's always liked Colt McCoy and believes in Colt McCoy. Let's not forget, when Kirk Cousins was flailing in 2014 before you liked that, who did Jay Gruden turn to? He turned to Colt McCoy on that Monday night in Dallas against the then powerhouse Dallas Cowboys, and the Redskins pulled a shocking upset and won and probably cost the Dallas Cowboys the Super Bowl that year as a result. And I really think what you saw when Colt McCoy got in there was this offense being run and being game planned and play called the way we all thought it would be with Alex Smith, but he did it with Colt McCoy. You saw boot action. You saw them throwing the ball down the field and cutting it loose more. And I really do. I think all along Jay Gruden's wanted Colt McCoy to be his quarterback. And now he's got that. And so based on the fact that that Jay Gruden's going to be more aggressive, and then I think the Redskins are going to be more aggressive, I maybe foolishly have hope that this season can still be salvaged with Colt McCoy at quarterback. Of course, now it creates a whole new set of problems if Colt McCoy actually plays well. But if he plays well, we can cross those bridges when we come to him. So that's my thoughts on that. Go Redskins, and let's hope that Adrian Peterson gets the ball a little bit more in Dallas so that we can go down there and beat those guys.
So, yeah, George, I'm with you. I think that Coach Gruden is a big supporter of Colt McCoy. I actually think that, you know, in 2014, in 2015, I think that he would, if management allowed him, I believe he would have went with Colt McCoy over Kirk Cousins. I think he liked Colt McCoy over Kirk. He liked Colt McCoy over Alex. He liked, Robert Griffin III. Maybe he may have liked Colt over Alex. Who knows? But I know he's a big fan of Colt McCoy. And I agree with you. I think that with his faith in Colt McCoy, obviously the playbook opens up, and Colt McCoy seems like he's ready for it. He's a leader. Obviously, he played on a big stage a couple of years ago when he beat Dallas on Monday night. So I'm looking for Colt McCoy to have a big game as well. I know that a lot of people outside of this area are looking at the Cowboys as a juggernaut against the Washington Redskins. But at the same time, I think people will be quite surprised at what Colt McCoy has in store for the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Again, George, we appreciate the message. Continue to support the show, man. You know we love you, my man. But it's time to wrap the show up. Thank you. Thanks for everybody who left the message for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Again, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure, if you want to have your message heard, call 301-799-5407. We will feature your message on our show. But you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie.